I'm supporting white people.
Mozambique.
Why are you supporting Ray and Nephew like that?
I'm Magnum's made by Ray and Nephew.
Is it? I know we're trying to get sponsorship, but I don't know if we get.
I support Ray and Nephew.
I'm not trying to get sponsorship like that.
I fully support.
Imagine you got a Ray and Nephew sponsorship. Would you love that?
Ray's name's Raymond, innit?
Hmm?
Nah, that's W.
No, because it's owned by white people. It's Raymond. It's not W.
It was W R Y.
I know, but it's really
R A Y. Yeah.
It's white people.
No, it's not. No, white people own it, but I'm saying it was made by black people.
Yeah, what, Ray and Nephew?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely made by black people.
That doesn't mean anything to me. If it just it's owned by white people, then. Like, black people were meant to bear stuff, but it's owned by white people.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, what can you do? What can you do, man?
Laughing.
It's life, bro. That's what I'm saying.
That's Mozambique.
What's that there? Foster Bobby. Yeah.
What? Where's the last step?
You look good?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Always.
Bless.
Always.
Yeah, man.
What are you thinking? What's been on your mind?
Nah, let me just ask you mine quickly, though. Quickly, this is cool, quick. Fucking, would you stay in bed for 40k for 3 months? Would you do it?
Oh, you get bed sores and them things.
So you wouldn't do it? 40k.
How, right, so do I have to remain in the bed permanently? What's the logistics?
Yeah.
So I'm pissing and shitting in the bed.
No, you can obviously go piss. You're not going to piss in your bed. I can piss because I can walk to the toilet.
So I can go to the toilet and...
I'm back. You go eat, I'm back.
How would you get food?
How'd you get food? They bring it to you, innit? Someone has to bring it to you.
Okay.
What would you do?
For 40 bags?
40 racks,
yeah. 3 months.
3 months.
I'll go mad. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I'll lose it as well.
But I think...
It'll be alright still.
I think it'll make sense though.
40 racks,
I think it'll make sense.
Imagine you're gonna lose bare muscle. Like, you might not even be able to walk after it.
I've got the corona belly already, so let's go.
No, when I'm in the toilet,
I said I'll
do some squats.
What?
With what?
Whatever's in the toilet.
No.
What's going on here? Wait,
it's not gonna help you that much. It's not gonna help you that much, though.
It will help. Yeah.
What, squatting on the toilet seat?
No, I'll do squats like to
what, hidden,
strengthen
hidden,
my legs.
Hidden exercise in the toilet. So they have. Is there a time limit that you can go toilet? Like,
no, because if I'm taking a shit, then do like, yeah, so go poo. Then quickly just do like a couple sets, like 5 sets, quickly. Just to make sure my legs don't. I don't need my. I'm not trying to get my legs big. I'm just making sure that they don't go dead. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because you lose a lot of muscle. Like,
yeah.
Every part of your body though. Mm. But your legs would be probably the most.
Because you're not moving about.
Most
yeah.
affected. Yeah, probably.
But you just. So do you have to lay down in a bit? Like, what's the? There's the logistics of this. Sit up.
Yeah, you can sit up just as long as you're in the bed, right?
Can't you just stand up in the bed then?
You can sit up. No,
that's not in the bed, really, is it?
Yeah, you're standing on the bed.
Okay.
I'm just want to know the logistics of this.
Yeah, so basically you got to stay in bed. The only thing you got to do is go piss and probably eat, but you eat in bed as well.
That's nasty stuff.
You got to eat in bed on your bed.
I eat in bed sometimes.
Yeah, I have done it, but sometimes it's nasty though.
Yeah.
Is it?
What's nasty about it?
Just laying in bed and eating.
No, no one lays in bed and eats.
I'm saying that.
Lay?
Lay
down.
So I'm sitting up underneath the covers eating.
You could do that.
All my meals.
Yeah, you could do that, but I would never do that. I sit on the edge of my bed and then eat sometimes quickly.
Okay. I'm just saying that if I'm laying in the bed consistently for 3 months,
yeah,
and I have to eat my meals in there, that's kind of like crumbs are going to get everywhere. It doesn't work.
Yeah, but that's the experiment.
For 40k, I'll do it. This is the beginning.
Okay, you'll do it as well?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Love that. I don't know where you might want to start today. Have you started, Fabs?
Yeah, we have started, but Fabs just walking off.
Where do you want to start? I don't know.
How you been?
I've been alright, man. I've been alright. Still, I've been good. Working, long week. But yeah, man, it's not been too bad. It's not even too bad. Same old. What about you?
Same old, man. Yeah, they're making us wear masks in shops now, so.
Yeah. Serious things. But apparently, I saw that Sainsbury's and that are not going to enforce you to wear it.
Yeah, because they don't know if you've got any medical issue that... like might stop you from breathing and stuff like that.
Bro,
so
it's mad uncomfortable.
So how are they going to stop anyone from just? I could just say, okay, I've got a breathing problem. They can't check that. They're not going to stop me and say, oh,
true,
you've got a breathing problem.
True, that's true.
So they can't enforce it. No one's.
I went there today. I wore a mask. Though, I'm not gonna lie. I went there today. I wore a mask.
I went to Tesco. Wore a mask. And then I went to the corner shop. Like, and then, the lady in the corner shop was saying to the kids, "You need to wear a mask."
Is it?
Like little kids. Like, then they started cussing her, so.
Did they?
Yeah, I was over the shop over there. Yeah.
There. I was in there. So.
She was saying to me that she was like, yeah, you got to wear a mask. There's a camera there. So I saluted the camera.
She didn't do that to me still.
Yeah. No, she did it to me. She's like, no, you should be. And no, we're just joking around. And then, because one brother was like, I ain't got time for this mask thing, you know. And I was like, brother, man, just is what it is, man. People love being defiant, man. Like, people just love just doing the opposite to, like, whatever they're being told, like. And it's just mad, like, sometimes. It's just, like, it ain't that deep. You know what I mean? But I feel like it's because the government's telling people to do something. They're just like, yeah, I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to fuck with it, innit?
Yeah, them people that protested about wearing masks.
Them man are idiots, though. You see bare idiots
on
the crowd?
I saw a brother just cut, like, the whole mouth thing out of his mask.
Yeah. But we're silly, like. But, yeah, man, no, the mask thing should be definitely be a I'm going to try to do it as much as I can. But it is a struggle sometimes because obviously when it's just hot.
It's
like,
hot, man. It's clammy, and it's the worst time to do it.
Your nose starts to sweat, man. Your nose starts to sweat when you're wearing a mask. Your nose starts to sweat. So like, it's not the most comfortable thing.
Yeah. I literally wear it so infrequently. Like, literally, obviously, since the other day, that was like the first time I wore it. We went out the other day. You know, big up Mosh, the barbecue thing.
Yeah, yeah, I was at good, there man. Still.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Big up Mosh, man. Yeah, it was alright. Part 2's coming as well. Apparently it went on to like 12.
Is it? What, part 2?
No, no, it went on to like 12. It was meant to finish at 11. So it finished at 11, but everyone was just there till
12.
Just there, innit? Like, yeah. Apparently it was bare complaints. Neighbours, innit?
Neighbours, okay.
Yeah, and shit like that. But yeah, man. What are you saying? Yeah, man, I don't know. Like, the other day was the first time I, like, wore the mask with you lot. And then, like, obviously I've had to wear it now, like, to shops and stuff like that. But, yeah, like, I don't really have it on my face that long, so it doesn't really bother me that much. But there's some man that's wearing it.
No, but we weren't on tube, though, man. Did you not
that's feel even worse, though.
Did you not feel the pain?
The pain?
Yeah.
Of wearing the mask?
Yeah, on the tube.
I was all right.
Oh, it was clammy, man.
It was clammy, man. But I wasn't, like, sweating on that end. Like, it was all right, still. Maybe it was a drink, though, obviously, because we were drinking.
You're a sweater.
Yeah,
you're a sweater. Not really a sweater, you know.
Yeah.
No, sometimes, but I'm a sweater. But if I'm not really a sweater, but if I start sweating, listen, come on, man, it's a wet show.
Wait. You say a wet show?
Wet show, man, it's wet, innit?
Wow. Wow.
So boy
and yoy, that is a madness. Listen, I'm just wet, you know. That's joke.
She did intros. You get the
interest. Yeah, man. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Spare Change Podcast. You got myself, Fabs, over to the left of me.
Rax.
You got Rat, and then to the right.
Luke.
Don't know. Yeah, man. We're back in the building. More topics to cover and shit.
Yeah.
All the dat. All that goodness. Everyone doing good?
Yeah. We had a discussion when you decided to run off.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we were good. Well, how are you doing?
I'll just cut it out. And then, go on. No, I'm joking out, but yeah, no. I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm easy. Man's been grinding my teeth at night, so man's been struggling with that each morning. The pain is well.
Why are you grinding your teeth at night? Are you stressed?
Probably somewhat. But I'm alright.
It's a weird thing though when you hear it. Do you hear it yourself?
No, so I'm not particularly grinding. I'm like clenching.
Clenching is not that bad. Grinding's
probably worse. But I don't ever hear myself. But I sometimes catch myself just doing that. Like holding it down, and that's where I'm getting the pain.
I've got a dentist, but the dentist ain't taking appointments.
So I think they are now. You know, are they now? Yeah, I think they are now. I need to go, but they're just gonna tell me what they told me last year, was to get a mouth guard. And I'm gonna
wear
it
over. You have to wear it overnight.
Yeah, but it's like £200, or £200 to £300, because they fit it. But I was looking online; you can get ones for like £30.
I just go to Amazon.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Just go to Amazon.
Buy the one that the people in karate wear. Just wear that.
People that in karate?
Yeah. When I used to go karate, I used to have to wear gum shield. So just wear gum shield.
Just wear gum shield.
I went karate.
Just wear gum shield. Cause
one lesson.
Karate was fun, man. I got beaten up.
I
remember the first kata.
What's that? Show it. Go and do it.
I'm not doing it on the camera.
What do you mean? Just do the move, bro.
I'm performing monkey feet.
Man always had to take a left, innit? Mad far left, like, performing. Why? Why? I asked you one thing.
And I said no. I'm not doing it.
What's the okay? Then walk us through the moves. Like, let's walk us through it.
Bam, 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 bam. Kick. Just flip the way, and then do it again.
Flip the way. What's flip the way?
You flip yourself. Rinse and repeat.
You flip the way. Oh, you flip it, you turn around.
You turn around, and rinse and repeat.
You hit
the man with the first cut, blood. Bam, 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 bam.
All I remember is that there's a move, yeah, like when someone tries to hit you, you spin their arm around, and you kind of put it into position like this, it's like that, and you can't leave it to you, but in the chest, and then
like,
out.
The moves they tell you in regards to, like, if someone has a knife and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I don't remember it, but I think to myself, would that really work in that situation? Like, you're under immense pressure. Someone's pulled out a knife on you now.
Mm.
How are you supposed to stop that, brother?
If you're like a person can't deal with like that kind of level of stress, then yeah, you're done out of it. But if you can, then obviously you just have to back yourself, innit?
It's fine to back yourself.
It's fight or flight. People have fight or flight, innit?
But there's a difference remembering a whole karate move to stop someone from stabbing you.
If you got the fight, if you're one of the people.
Come on, Bruce Wayne.
You ain't gonna do it for once. No, but if you got a fight, like,
try call me Batman.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne. Correct. Bruce Wayne, you grow.
Digital.
Raw.
What do you mean? Bruce Wayne ain't a fighter like that.
He is.
What are you trying to say?
He's not an. Okay. Bruce Wayne's. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Apologies. I forgot when he went to that. You know,
can't be calling me Ninja
Turtle. You're trying to say he looks like Michelangelo with a durag on. And he has a durag on.
I'm Leonardo, number one. And you look like a broke-ass static shot, so I don't want to hear what you're saying.
Man.
I said a broke-ass static shot. Man with my pockets. He's like a broke-ass. Fucking hell, I'm dead.
No. As I was saying, you said fight or flight,
yeah. If you got a fight thing, then obviously you're fighting, isn't it? But if you got a fight, which most people have, I think, just gonna run in it, do a legger.
Shake a legger. Do a legger. That's the name of the fucking podcast. Do a legger.
I relax and chill.
That is mad.
Speaking about legs.
If you connect this.
Speaking about legs.
Let's go.
Feet. Let's talk about feet.
I'll give you the half point.
Foot fetishes. Yeah? Foot fetishes. On Instagram, I've seen a lot of people talking about their not a lot of people speaking about their foot fetishes, but obviously foot fetishes is now a thing that women are getting, like, foot pics and stuff like that, getting asked for a lot of the time. Women are getting asked for a lot of foot pics, innit?
Right.
Obviously, I think I saw Snoochie Shy, I can't pronounce it. Is that right? How about her name?
Snoochie Shy.
I've seen them toes.
And she was like, some guy offered her like 5 racks for like a foot pic or something like that. Yeah.
Good feet.
I don't know what feet are like.
Okay. Because you like feet, right?
Sorry?
You like feet, right?
Yeah, I could appreciate a foot.
I don't know. Give me your proper answer, please.
No, I could appreciate feet. Like, I like feet well done. Like, they look nice. And
so you like feet then?
Yeah, I like feet.
You like well kept after feet?
Yeah, well kept after feet. Not bunions on the thing, but you know what I mean?
How deep is your foot fetish? How deep is it? I'll give you an example.
Okay, go on.
Can I give you an example? Go on. Right, so I know someone whose foot fetish is deep.
Yeah.
Now, so I'm going to start there. So their foot fetish is so deep, when they're out, the first thing they think about, so they'll see a girl on road, and they'll be like, oh, okay, she's pretty. But the first thing he'll think about is what her feet look like. That's the first thing he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
If her feet are out, perfect. He can see them already, and it's like, wow, the feet are nice. Right, I can do my thing. If not, he can't see them. He's proper. That's what he's thinking. That's all he's thinking in his head. What your feet look like. Oh, it puts him off. Mm-hmm. If the feet ain't good, that's it. He's done. He's done out. He can't do anything with it. Even if everything else is good, finished. Or is your foot fetish just a light one where it's just, I like them, but they're not the be all and end all?
To be honest, they're not the be all and end all.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to see your feet like not well kept, innit. You know what I mean? If you're out on road, you got a foot out. Come on. Let's make sure they're kept like nail pedi, like pedi. Let's have that pedi on point, innit? Do you know what I mean?
But most men don't even know what a good pedi looks like, though.
Yeah, but real. I know. But I can appreciate. I don't know what a good pedi looks like. I've never been to like a nail.
You will never know, boy.
Yeah, but I know. But I can tell if a foot's nicely kept. Just you know what I mean?
Creamed and put like it's got some like, dash of nail thing on it.
No what?
No polish,
right? Raw. He was looking for that word. I was searching for that word.
And he just gave up.
Yeah, yeah. It is
what it is. Nothing. Nah, but nah. You know what I mean? So obviously, like, I can appreciate a nice foot. Like, you can tell. Obviously, if your nails are done, that's basically what you need, really. Or if your nails are done, you know what I mean? That's basically what you need. There's nothing really else that you really need to add to the substance.
No, but dry ankles is mad stuff.
No, of course, we're not talking about dry ankles. But you're not gonna have your nails done and dry ankles.
I don't know. It happens,
you're not gonna have your nails done and dry ankles.
It happens, man.
Brother, I know. If she plays football or something.
No, there's dry heels. I see.
She plays football or something. Like, she's not going to have dry ankles.
She might
be. She might be.
Yeah. Okay, it's very unlikely, though, she's going to have dry ankles.
Me, I don't even look at feet at all, yeah? She's going to have the driest foot ever.
That's crazy.
I don't look at feet.
You got to look at the foot. If they're foot out, you got to look at the foot.
Why?
Oh, I don't really do that still.
Bro.
Huh?
If I could see,
if their feet are out,
If there's pain,
I'm not examining it. I'm not looking in between.
There's pain on it. There's pain.
Of course you are.
If there's pain on it, there's pain on it. So what? You're gonna use a thing with no pain on their toes? No pain on the toes.
You're gonna clear varnish on it. I don't know. Like, I'm not an expert.
Well, you can tell the difference between clear varnish because it's shiny.
So you're staring then. I'm talking to. If I'm talking to you, I'm looking here. I'm not gonna be staring at your foot.
But before you even get to the point of talking to her, you see her appearance.
So you have to get closer, but
not a foot.
You're looking at her top, not the bottom.
I'm looking at the whole picture.
This is what my eyes do. My eyes do. It goes face. I'll just say exactly when you lot say what you do.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Whenever you see a girl,
cool.
Whenever I see a girl,
cool.
My eyes go straight to the face,
mm.
And then it goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I get to like the knees, and I'm good. Yeah.
Mm.
Like that's what my eyes do. Yeah. Sometimes I probably just get to the cheeks, and then I'm good. Yeah.
You mean the ass?
Cheeks. Yeah, cheeks. Yeah. Okay. Not the cheeks on their face. And I get to the cheeks, yeah. And then I'm good. I'm like, oh, okay, that's just whoop, nice. This is me. Or it's not me.
For me, I look at the face, obviously, and then
I wasn't expecting that.
The face. I look at the teeth, and then if their toes are out, I'm looking at their toes. And then also it's just the way they're dressed, innit? Face, teeth, toes.
Teeth.
Teeth is a good shout. You know what I mean? You need to have the teeth, like, you can't have busted down teeth. But I'm saying, back to you guys are trying to make it seem like I got a foot fetish or something.
No, you do.
I don't have a foot fetish. I don't have a foot fetish. But what I think I'm going to say about foot fetish is wild. What I was going to say. That might be the new podcast name. But anyway, what I was trying to say is that obviously, like, foot fetishes are now more common, innit? So guys are really out here just sending girls DMs and saying, "Listen, let me get."
I don't think it's now, you know, bro. It's been
but it's not as blatant as it's not in our faces as this. You know what I mean? Now we see people and our brothers are like, "Raw, like, let me get." It's blatant. It's in social.
That's like eating bum, innit?
Huh?
Sorry,
it's like eating bum.
It's no, that's the completely different thing, though.
Eating bum is the same thing. Like, yeah, it's out here.
I'm done.
Okay, no, but
wait.
I'm done. Booty-os and foot is a completely different thing. Like, having a foot fetish.
Just comparing it to the fact that you're saying it's out here now.
I'd compare it to eating non.
No, that, I think eating booty is not the same comparison. Like, in regards to being out here, it's not as out here as foot fetishes.
I think foot fetishes
are definitely out here way more than eating booty.
People lacking feet is more accepted. What?
I don't think that.
People lacking feet is more accepted in society.
Brother, if you ate booty, you wouldn't come on this podcast and say you ate booty.
To me?
Yes, you.
Oh, of course I would.
Fucking
lie. How you think that would care? If I've done it, I've done it.
Oh my days.
If I've done it, I've done it. Bro, if I've done it, I've done it. Honestly, I swear to God. No! I would have told you, man. Yo, even if I didn't tell you that,
you might not know the day.
No, the fact that I haven't told you, man, like in private, off the pod, off camera, like, you know that I ain't done it. Because you could have asked me this on here, like, I don't even think I would have announced it. Like, you couldn't ask me this question right now, you didn't know, and I'm announcing it to everyone right now. That'd be crazy. Like, why would I do that, man? You know what I mean? I need to light a candle or something.
I was really looking at the wires thinking, like, Luke's not connected. I'm not gonna lie. I was really connected.
BT around here, big man.
What I'm saying to you, man, is that like, are you man into? Would you pay a thing for a foot pick? Would you pay a girl for a foot pick?
I'm not paying for sex, so why am I paying for a foot pick?
Yeah, but it depends on what your fetish is, isn't it?
If
your fetish is mad, then you might do it.
Big man, like, why am I paying for a beat?
Because you want to really beat it.
There's no one paying for a beat.
Technically, we all pay for beats.
In some way or another. We don't want to go down that dark path because we'll get cancelled. But you gonna go there?
Of course.
No.
Why not?
Let's go. Here we go.
Go and start.
What did I? Like, I don't know what to say. I didn't know there was a dark path to this. I just saying that. Yeah, man.
Because you're just gonna you'll paint all kinds of relationships in a bad, well, not relationships, but interaction with women in a bad light, in a certain kind of way. If you say it.
Really? Bro, you've done that now. You put it in there.
I'm just saying to you because
if you just put that in there.
If I'm saying, I'm just saying to you, you're gonna put it in a bad light.
Nah, not really.
You said in some way we're paying for sex. How are we paying for sex?
I've never paid for sex.
You
in
have.
Some way, shape, or form.
You have.
You've taken
a girl out on a date.
There we go.
You've courted her. I know. So you've courted her. You paid for the date. You paid for the drinks. You paid for the dinner. Whatever you did, you paid for it. And then you might have gone back, and then you've done whatever. That is paying for sex, basically, essentially.
Not for me.
In a roundabout way, that is.
I don't see it as that. When I pay for it.
I'm talking to girls about this. Like, because girls will be like, yo,
I'm with rags.
Pay. Girls will be like, yo, girls want you to, like, you know, if you go on a date, they want you to pay. They want you to blah, 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 right? And a lot of girls, though, the guy will do that. And that impresses them, innit? That, like, somewhat, like, goes, oh, yeah, this guy's about it. Like, you get me? Like, you know what I mean? Like, he takes control. But it's not, he's a man, isn't it? He's a man. And then when you get them in there, it's not a
physical transaction for vagina, though. You need to think about it.
It's not.
Of course, it's not a physical transaction.
I don't think it is. But what I'm saying is, that's what happens, though. I'm telling you what happens. No one can disagree with that.
All right, so
that's what happens.
It's a third party.
Yo, I'm going out with you to go out with you. Yeah,
it's a third party transaction. So you're doing the first thing to see her and date her. It ends that way.
I didn't say it was. I'm not saying it's exactly the same. I'm saying pretty much though. It is paying. You do pay for it. Because look, at the end of the day, even if you have the best intentions for a girl, yeah, to maybe you want to be with her in the future, you want to sleep with her.
Yeah.
You do. Yeah. At the end of the day, you want to sleep with her. So cool. So you do whatever you can. You take her out, you give her attention, you go to the cinema, you go bowling, you go dinners, you go Cornwall. You do all these things, right? And then you do all these things. And then you have sex with her because you've done all these things with her, you've paid for it, you've courted her, so now she gives you that. Yeah? What's the bill?
Money. Money.
What's the bill? Money. Like, you get me? Like, that's money. So, you get me? You've done all these things and then you get it. That's essentially cool. It's not the same. Like, you know, obviously, paying for sex usually is just, you know, I'm paying to actually get that.
It's a straight up transaction. Yeah.
This is a little bit different, of course, but it's in the same, in the roundabout way.
I hear what you're saying, but like, it's mad to look at it like that, but I hear what you're saying.
That's what it is, though.
I hear what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing.
Let's go back to the foot fetish thing as well. Sorry to...
I know.
What were you saying about it? So guys are paying for pictures.
Get it out.
Yeah, are you going to pay for picture? You want to pay for picture now?
No. As I said, I don't pay for sex, so why would I pay for an image that I can Google search? If that was my fetish.
Talking about OnlyFans. Huh?
You wouldn't get an OnlyFans. You wouldn't get, like, you know, pay for OnlyFans. It was a fiver.
I would never.
It would end up on
your favorite. Your favorite Instagram model puts up a.
It will be on Pornhub. Too sweet.
£5. £5.
It will be on Pornhub. Too sweet. For free.
I don't think it will be. OnlyFans? No.
No, it wouldn't. Still, they got that thing patented.
Yeah.
There was a big leak. So
there was a leak. But like, there's new content on there, so it's patterned.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is
patterned. I don't know. I don't know.
Expert.
Subscribe.
To? Don't spin this narrative. Jesus.
Who's subscribed to?
Don't spin this narrative, please.
Subscribe.
Sorry. Back to. Okay. Random question. Yeah. This is a question for you, man. So. Let me tell you what it is. So would you rather your sex tape get leaked or your porn search history?
My porn search history. Actually,
if you're searching Amazon on
there, I'm not searching Amazon, that's the thing. That's the
You're
thing.
Not searching Amazon on there. I heard you talk about vomit before and I was like, my guy.
Don't lie on me.
Fabs, please rebuttal this. He's lying on me.
That wasn't a lie, but I said
I would never search for them things there.
That's what I'm saying. I heard you say this, but did I say that you specifically search for
me? No, but you're spinning the narrative.
You spun the narrative that I go on OnlyFans.
OnlyFans and watching vomit porn is the maddest comparison ever. You cannot compare.
I'm joking, obviously. Are you searching a Mazza? Would you rather your sex tape get leaked or porn search history?
My porn search history ain't that wild, it's not that wild.
My sex tape.
Your sex tape.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What are you searching?
Your search history must be a Mazza lean.
It's not. I just don't want anyone to really. I don't want to have to answer any questions. Like, get me.
What's the search history?
He's looking at you know,
that's what that's looking at. Nah, it's not mad. No, because I don't really search Nuggets. Anything.
Do you need porn?
Right, what's do you need porn?
Two girls gonna cut them things there.
Oh, that? Oh, no. You know what? I saw my the other day. What's the other thing where there's like Barocca or something like that?
Yeah, Barocca. Yeah, what the thing?
Barack Sutton, like, and they're pissing on the thing.
I don't know, that's a golden shower, big man.
No, but it's called an actual section in porn.
I know what you're talking about.
Baruku or something like that.
Would it be you and
yeah, that's
it. I'm on it.
That thing. Like, I know you one of you might have watched this.
Brother, no, come on, man.
It's strange though.
What doo doo stuff?
No, it's not doo doo. No, that he's talking about.
It's when they piss on them. Like, I remember.
No one's watching Golden Shower.
No one's watching that, man. Come on, man. That is horrible stuff. What does that do for you? What does that do for anyone?
Makes me want to go toilet.
I'm not going to start. I'm not going to start. I'm going to keep 100, yeah?
Hmm?
But you might.
Here we go.
I'm not going to start. One time I was scrolling in it, and I went on one thing in it. And it happened to be in a Barocca section.
Alright, cool. You're browsing,
yeah,
and you stumble across.
Yeah, the and then I saw Bear Man pissing in like one
that's
tube thing, and then from tube thing into the brother. It was mad. It's like one of the first feet. It was the first scene, brother. I was like thinking this might be a normal, like, you know what I mean, like
that ain't normal.
Two guys, one, like, you know what I mean, one got. But it was literally, they were pissing in the tube thing. Like, you know when you get like the cups and you jog it down? Like, you know when the pub thing.
Big man, we're going out next week. Can you kill us?
But you know, that's what basically it was. And I was like, raw, that's mad.
All right, so I'm going to ask you, man, off this. Other than breasts, back,
yeah,
and your clear foot fetish, what's a weird thing on a female that will turn you on or make you feel okay? That's
a weird thing on them.
Weird thing.
A weird thing that they can not can do, but yeah, a weird thing. That not a weird thing, but not a typical thing.
So that long tongue, you know, that KVVVS thing.
Yeah.
That long tongue thing. I'm not gonna lie, like my tongue went a different way, you know.
So if she just stuck out her tongue to you.
What, mate? I'm
saying, I'm talking, listen, about from first glance.
Imagine if we were out here. Imagine if we were out in it. And you see KKBVS, whatever her name is, just stick her tongue out at you in your direction. You're looking at her like, my guy, is that
me?
Babes. Listen, babes, you man, I'll catch you later. I'll see you in a bit. Let me quickly, you know what I mean? Let me pattern this up quickly. But, you know, I know that the long term tongue thing is definitely something weird.
For me, good posture.
Huh?
Like, good posture. When I see a girl with good posture, and I can see, it makes me feel away, man.
Okay.
Fair
enough. I mean, that's what I'm taking that.
So a girl not sitting up straight and her posture is good. It's knowing that she's steady.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm trying to think what my eyes.
I like good posture. When I see good posture, it's a clear. You can see the hips are.
Man, Tommy doesn't analyze feet, but man analyzes good posture. How? How?
You can see posture more than feet. You can see it in the whole top half of their body.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I don't have to look down.
Oh,
I
don't have to look down. Days.
I don't have to look down.
Yeah, I got you still. I'm dead. I am actually finished.
I don't know, you know, for me. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'm a sucker for a girl that can sing. So maybe that in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just a voice. Like her voice.
So you'd be slapping butters like a
will-I-am. What?
The voice,
innit? Oh my god. Wow. Okay, well done. I didn't catch it. Yeah, probably like a voice still, like some, a girl's voice, because yeah, that's what will, that will spin, that kind of spins me. If your voice is really nice, yeah, that spins me a little bit. Yeah, yeah. I found like a question. I probably asked it before, but you probably don't remember it. Yeah, but I'll
just again. Back to the sex tape thing. I'll eat my porn history still, because my porn history ain't
that crazy still.
Yeah, that might as
well. What is it?
My porn history. Yeah. Not really, like, man just looks at, you know what I mean?
Big booty things.
Yeah, big booty things. The bundas. I had a bundas right on this, obviously. Another.
Okay.
Big bundas. Big breast. Babes.
Do you go to a particular race?
What breast is too big for you?
What?
What breast is too big?
G. F. Them letters there.
Where when you start not and get like you kind of like you're like
A B C D.
Where it doesn't do anything for you.
F G
doesn't do anything for me. Yeah. Like I've just
like in what bracket?
When it looks like it's painful for you.
So like it could be like it could start from.
When it's like it's sagging.
It could start from
just
B.
Just like it's sagging. So, like
when like
it's
what sagging. What okay? What bit is good for you? So like for me, like
B to
double D for me.
Yeah, I think I'll say
yeah.
That's the same. That's quite maybe good. Even a G. I don't know how big. I don't know how much G is like.
Maybe E. I might have to push the ball out.
Is it E? Oh, sorry, G's too. Oh,
G wait. Is way.
Sorry, my bad. E is like the one after. You know what I mean? So yeah. I think maybe that's a thing. Yeah, because E's not even that wild. And plus, they measure up your back in it, and then
your back. Yeah,
your
yeah.
back. It depends so on your back
like,
and stuff.
So if her back's like slim,
yeah,
and she can still be an E. So
yeah, she can still be an E. She's got big.
B to D,
double D is a good range though.
Since we're asking these questions, like, you know, blah blah blah, search history, whatever. Would you not rather fuck a pig and no one knows? Yeah.
I think we spoke about this though.
Mm.
Let's go.
Or hold on. Would you rather fuck a pig and no one knows that you fucked the pig at all? Yeah? Or you didn't fuck the pig, but everyone thinks you fucked the pig.
Well, fuck a pig.
I'd rather not fuck a pig, man.
I'd rather not fuck a pig. That's crazy.
I'd rather everyone just think what they think.
Yeah, think what you think and I don't care.
Being a pig is mad, blood.
But everyone thinks you fucked the pig, though.
Yeah, but
so you might as well just fuck the pig.
It's,
and no one knows, but you're going to fuck the pig, but no one knows. What? Just you.
If you replace the pig with anything else, would you do it? Other than like a female, would you do it?
Would I fuck the pig? If no one knows.
Not if a pig. If you replace the pig with any other thing.
Like what?
Other than a female.
A dog.
Why would I fuck a dog?
You'd fuck a dog?
No. So why would I?
So why would you fuck a pig?
Because it's not part of the example. So.
I knew this.
I knew. It's a part of the question. That's why.
Cool. That's why you fuck a pig.
I don't know if I would. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that in that example, I wouldn't want people, like, no matter what I say, people think I fucked the pig, even though I didn't. Like, that would just be mad annoying. I might kill myself. Eventually. Like everyone's like, that's the guy that fucked the pig. But I didn't. I didn't. I'm walking around. I know I didn't. And you don't know I did. You're sitting here every week with me, like, rah, this guy fucks pigs. Every chance you get, you're saying fuck pigs. And it's just affecting me. Like, everyone thinks I fucked a pig. Like, I didn't. And then, yeah. So I might as well just fuck the pig.
Maybe just
not, and no one knows.
No. All right. Why don't if don't do it and just embrace it. That's what happens now.
Don't do it and embrace it. Fucking a pig.
Like if you're gonna get, if people are gonna criticize you about it anyway, you saying just embrace it. Say, oh yeah, I'm a pig fucker. There we go.
I'm a pig fucker. What is going on?
No. Why would I do that? That's mad. Why would you embrace something like that? Why would you want to embrace something?
I've been seeing this guy around the socials a bit. I wanted to ask you, man. What's
fucking a pig?
No, not fucking a pig. Yeah. What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you in secondary school?
That's a good one, but I don't.
Oh my god!
I know it. But it's kind of mad. I don't even say it.
I've had a couple scenarios still
in secondary.
Yeah, I don't even remember when the thing was calling to my back. I want to let man go. I don't want to really say her name.
Carry on.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was there.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, who? Oh, okay. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's kind of mad still.
What happened though?
Yeah, go on.
She just kept on holding my back. She wouldn't let go. She was running. I was fully running, but she was strong in it. but couldn't let man go. Like, she just didn't let man go.
Fucking hell.
That was really embarrassing. Guys were just telling me that I loved her and stuff.
I can't remember like what mine was, man. Ah, oh, man. I don't know.
I think I got caught with my, like, I was went to pee, and I pulled my whole boxers down and my whole cheeks were out.
Why would you even do that?
I don't know. I remember something about Rex, though. But he probably won't remember. He probably won't even admit it now. No, but I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
No, not on the pod.
Say it now, man. Just cut out.
It's not that bad. We can keep it in if you want to keep it in. But like,
just say it first and then leave it out.
But he probably blocked it out as well. But I remember it because it was so funny. It was so jokes. Go crying. On. I was
just say the thing, bro.
I don't want to say it really. You sure? Okay, it's not even that bad. Right, so back in the day. Okay, cool. So we're in school and like, we're, it's PE. But you remember PE? We got those sheds.
Oh,
we
had to get
changed in, yeah?
They gave us the worst things, blood. Why did you get sheds?
That was mad, didn't it? Yeah, like, it was proper nuts. They're nasty in there. Remember the sheds?
Yeah. It was terrible in there.
So cool, we're in the sheds. And then we're in the sheds, we're all getting changed, whatever. Rex is there.
I remember this.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Let's just see.
I can't remember it.
Were you there?
Yeah, I was there.
Cool. So we're all in there, whatever. And then, I don't know, we're getting changed. And obviously, Rex is, whatever, he's putting shorts or whatever. And then, like, what did you do? No, I can't remember. Basically, someone said to you, he's like, bro, Rex, what? Like, you ain't got no hair on your legs. Like, no, I shaved my legs still.
I wasn't there actually.
And we're all like, wait, what?
I wasn't there.
You shaved your legs?
I wasn't there.
And he's like, yeah. And everyone just started dying. Like, why are you shaving your legs? Because you're not to shave your legs. And then, I think, yo, we were laughing so hard. I wouldn't even be surprised if you just blocked that out. Because we were all laughing at you bare hard.
I do remember that. I do remember that rumor going around still, but it's not.
Message rumor.
Man, don't shave my legs, though, innit?
Oh my god! I remember, because Rax was militant about it. I remember it was going around, it went around first period, second period, come lunchtime. Rex like, man don't do that, innit? Man don't do that.
I got hair on my legs, brother.
Now you do.
I don't have hairy legs back then. That's it. That's why it was a rumour.
You had shaved them. You said
I was saying as a joke. You man, like,
impossible.
That was a
joke. You know you can't joke.
I think I done it once though. But I remember this because there was one, I don't want to say her name on the pod, innit? But
that's team.
Yeah. She like waxed my leg, innit? She waxed like a strip of my leg, so I had to cut it off, innit? The rest of it.
That's a good excuse.
Yeah, great excuse.
No, real talk. That's not an excuse. It's real talk.
Nah,
I can say her name, but I don't want to say her name.
No, don't say her name.
Hey, yeah, man. Good excuse.
What did you say your thing was?
Man
just threw mad dirt on Rax's name. What's
the I just remembered that, and that was funny to me. That always killed me, man. That was funny, man. I remember that day. That was funny.
Rex was angry that day because I remember niggas just putting mad.
I can't even remember what Rex did. Guys, even after that, I don't remember your reaction. I was just laughing. Like, all I remember was laughing.
No, I remember just mad people were just putting dirt on Rex's name, and Rex was just got angry.
They were putting a little dirt on man's name. Like,
you said it was a rumor just now, so is that not dirt?
It was a rumor, innit? It was fake news.
That's
dirt. Rumor has it. Oh my days, that's the name of the podcast.
No,
we can't
put
that. Okay. I don't know.
What's the most embarrassing thing that happened to you, man? Something must have happened.
Brother. I don't know. You don't tell me, man.
Another embarrassing thing that happened to me. I wore Skechers.
Ross. Something mad.
I wore Skechers. Skechers. I wore Skechers, man.
That's a Skechers, boy.
Skechers.
I come to. Like, this is enough. During PE. This is why I come up because you mentioned PE. It was a PE memory.
You wore Skechers during PE.
Yeah, man. It was a bad decision, innit? So, I had the Air Maxes with the lime on it. Was wearing them. Grew out of them. So.
And your mum got you Skechers.
My mum said, "Oh, I got you some trainers." No, your cousin got you some trainers from America. Here, it's sick in America. They love them in America. Baby blue Skechers, blood. Man is just wearing baby blue Skechers.
White and baby blue Skechers?
No, just baby blue, all over. niggas were killing me, throwing my trainers about. Sketcher boy, sketcher boy.
Sketcher boy.
As well.
Yeah, man, it was embarrassing, man.
I think mine was, I moved to, like, when I was in year 7 or year 8, I moved to, like, a year 9 or year 10 girl. It didn't go well. It was in front of people.
How did it go?
And I got barred.
Yeah, I remember.
I got barred differently. And I went, you know, I'm young, innit? So, man, I went ready for the barred. It hurts different. Pain. Like, it was like.
I remember when I got barred by something in my year.
I thought it was going
to
go
in our year. I don't want to say her name on the podcast.
Don't.
But, like, she parred man differently. I remember guys were like, oh, no, she's like, she wear tight tits. You know when they lie to you? Like, she wear tight tits. And then you go to do the thing now, and bare airtime, like, you're not, like, running away from you kind of thing. And I was like, brother. She didn't run away from man, but you know what I mean? Like, it was like she was trying to get away.
I got the same dream sold to me still. So,
guys always lied in school.
I think like a brother from a year above said, oh, Luke, like, she likes you still. Like, I think it was the brother that lived around that area. I'm not going to mention his name. That brother, yeah? He was talking in my ear saying,
M.
Yeah, and he's mute now. He's
like, yeah, but you know them man there, yeah? Them man there just like, they're like making foolish things, isn't it?
Oh,
drama.
She really likes you. Right to her head. Man was like, oh, she's pretty and that. Let me shoot my shot. I shot my shot. She was like, oh, you're cute. I like that you like me, but...
I like that you like me.
Goodness.
That's rude, though.
Goodness. Embarrassment. Plenty of embarrassment, man.
I like that you...
Plenty of embarrassments.
I like that you like me.
But I don't like you.
That's kind of crazy. That's...
I like that you like me.
That's a wild statement. Do you mind to speak about the Drake Kelly thing or no?
What?
Drake Kelly.
I thought you said Jay Kelly.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Drake Kelly, sorry.
I mean, what is there to say, man? Amazing stuff.
Yeah, amazing stuff.
Drake. Great stuff, man.
He done. Drake came true with a track called.
Heady came true with a track.
Heady's track, sorry. Heady came. No, it's joint. It's joint. It's not Heady. It's not Heady's track. It's joint. It's Drake
on
X.
It's on Heady. No, but it's on Heady's page.
It's Drake.
It's on Heady's page.
But it's on Drake's page too.
No, it's not.
Yeah. This is.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
Have you man checked it?
It's on
Drake's. Have you man checked it though?
It's not on Drake's page.
Jay don't need to put them things out.
I'm talking about his YouTube. This the video come out on Heady's YouTube.
Oh, on Heady's YouTube, yeah?
Yes.
Ah, cool then. Fair, fair.
I'll put it as Heady.
Okay, fair enough. I'll put okay. Sorry.
UK thing, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's Heady X Drake. I can't remember. I think it's called Only You Freestyle, right?
Yeah.
Only You Freestyle. Yeah, all that stuff. What do you man think of it when it dropped?
Cold, man. Like, I'm used to, I think I was saying this to you pre-production, I'm used to Drake coming with the slight accent now. He prepped me a couple times beforehand.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's talking crud. He's talking good stuff. And then we have Heady coming in. That's what Heady does. Kills a drill beat. Yeah, man, it's a great track, and I didn't expect that collaboration. They said it was in the works.
Mm. That's the thing he teased, isn't it? A while back.
But it was in the works, but I didn't, like, just come out of the blue on a Monday. So I just, yeah.
I had a question. Do you think that Drake's perfected this drill thing now? Because when I first did it, they were saying, oh, like...
Well, yeah, man, it was poor. Yeah, remember the link-up thing?
Was it behind bars?
Poor. Yeah. And it was
that was a poor freestyle.
That was poor.
So you might think he's perfect. How do tic tac toe, Hana?
How do you ching ding 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 do? Like that was
yeah. So poor. I definitely feel like he's perfected it though. He's definitely this is him at his best right now. And in
regards to
Joe, do you man think he was offbeat?
No, he was in the pocket.
I saw someone bring out the metronome online and they tried to say, you think he was offbeat? No, he
wasn't. I'm not going to stunt. When I first listened to the track, I thought man was rapping. When he goes to that, you know, don't make me have to, when he's doing that, I thought maybe he's just a bit offbeat, but I listened to it again and I thought, nah, he's
on beat. He's on beat.
The flow's just, it's different, isn't it?
Some people are simple with it. Like, they're like, you can only do, on this beat, you can only do certain things, bro. You can do whatever you want, like, if it works.
Yeah.
Do you get me? Like, you can't. Like, sometimes it's just like, if you hear a beat, it's like boom cha boom cha boom. Then what are you gonna do to that? You might only think you can only go like, I don't know, boom cha. You might be like, I want you to be, but you can do whatever you want. You could do something else. You could change up a little, you know what I mean? It's up to you. But most people probably just think, yo, it's gotta go this way, innit? And yeah, Drake's just one of those brothers. Like, he's one of those artists. He knows what he's doing. He can find different melodies, different pockets that no one else can find, and that's what makes him unique. So
yeah,
Yeah, man.
Big.
Great performance.
Talk big.
You think Heady done his thing?
Heady did very well.
He came true. Yeah. Drake took his flow and just...
People were saying that Drake Drake were spun Heady on it. I don't think he spun.
He didn't spun. He didn't spin Heady. I think...
But he did what he was meant to do.
Drake did Drake in it. Like, he was the star of the track for me personally. Yeah. Either if it's a good or bad way, he was the star of the track.
And he had to do that. Like, you got to show that, first of all, he's a bigger artist.
Yeah.
And also... I know Drake has a lot of respect for brothers in the UK, some artists in the UK. So, you know, he's got to like prove himself in that manner as well. So it's kind of both for him, innit? I'm the bigger artist here, so I got to show up. Yep. And also, you know, I mean, I respect you lots of things, so I'm gonna show up and pay homage properly to it. So it's, you know, it's a double whammy, man. Really.
I saw a couple man try to say that to come with the entanglement thing. I think it was Sad Man. I saw online talking about how. Had to deal with Maya dealing with all this little gossipy thing.
Yeah.
Oh, apparently Maya, Drake hollered at Maya.
Yeah.
Time ago, and then
she was like,
she was with Stormzy, and she just aired it.
Loyal to the soul, innit?
Yeah, man. Love that
sweet one.
I love that way. Stormzy mash up the thing.
What?
Sorry. Stormzy mash up the thing.
Oh yeah.
Unlucky. She's out here. That here now
in the streets.
Scoop. Anyway,
so I've been seeing on socials that on Twitter, I heard Twitter's very toxic. I don't have Twitter, but through Instagram, Twitter threads, females broke shaming guys in regards to how much
this is the Blade thing, isn't
it? Oh, yeah, I seen Blade like in regards to how much money they get.
I don't understand it. So what they saying? They were saying like,
basically from a person I saw, a tweet from a woman I saw, basically saying she's not going to be dating certain guys because they're not earning a certain amount of money. She's a manager herself and she's working with guys that earn a certain amount of money. So you should be on my levels in terms of P's, or you should be making more P's than me. You can't be a broke guy trying to holler me, kind of thing. That's me verbatim, kind of.
That's somewhat fair, though.
What do you man think about broke shaming?
I kind of want to know what she's on. That's what I kind of want to know. Like,
or I'm talking not down lie. To a guy.
Listen,
she's talking kind of wild.
I'm not against what she's saying. I don't feel like that's bad, what she's saying. But, like, I feel like some of those girls, I feel like the girls that say that are usually, like, the ones that are, like, proper unhappy. And, like, they can't really find much. I'm not saying that's true. Like, don't, no one like take my word as gospel or anything like that. But a lot of those girls, they're still proper trying to find love. Like, they're proper searching for love and they can't get it because the guys that are like in there, maybe in their bracket, like if a girl was on 60k and then she's talking to guys that are on 70 or 80, them man there, like maybe the guys that she's attracted to, say, you know, yeah, the guys that she's attracted to, they're out here, say she's like in her 20s, say she's like 26. Those guys, they probably might be trying to still do lifestyle. They might be out trying to do all these things because they got, you know, they got quite a bit of money. So they're trying to just do whatever they're doing, trying to live and whatever. They're surrounded by a certain clientele of women and they attract a certain type of women as well because of how much money and, you know, the stuff that they do. So, you know what I mean? Like, they can't really pin down a guy because of all of these things. And then you're kind of... It's bad because you're kind of just, you know, saying, nah, you know what? If a guy's on 10k less than me, I'm on 60, he's on 50, or he's on 20k, he's on 40, I'm on 60, he's on 40, that he's not good enough, like, you get me? But it's not really about that as well, you get me? I don't blame her for saying that. I get it, but you know it's kind of like you shouldn't cut someone out just because of that, innit? Like, it's kind of like, also it's like, cool, I'm making 60, they're making 35, but do they enjoy what they're doing? Is that, you know what I mean? Is that their thing? There's a lot more factors in it. It's not that black and white. If it was that black and white, then shit, man, everyone would just be able to find someone like that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not that simple, in it. But at the end of the day, but I get that though. If a girl was making 100k, I don't expect her to go out with a guy that was making 30. I don't expect that. But I mean, Oprah took her husband in for time. Oh, they're not even married.
Yeah.
So Steadman, man, that's dead. Big up.
So, like, what's your view on it, Rex, in terms of females, black, broke shaming a guy, making him feel
like I said, it's not it's not ideal, but I do understand the angle, what she's coming from. But yeah, man, I just don't really understand. I feel like she could date still any. You could date anyone regardless of their P's, whatever.
Yeah.
But if that's your angle, so that's how you want to look at it, then do you and over there. I understand it, but realistically, I think you could date anyone.
Yeah. So. No, I agree. Like, I understand that certain people might be accustomed to certain lifestyles, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
As we were talking about prior, we were talking about paying for relationships, sex, yeah, and whatnot. In a not such a big term, you're paying for a different kind of lifestyle. You're paying,
yeah,
when you're dating someone, you're dating their lifestyle, isn't it? So I understand that angle, but if you're just looking at it, as Fab said, black and white, how much money they're earning, that's, I'm going to judge your character on based on your earning.
Yeah. Yo, I was talking to girls that make quite a bit, and like they'll say that, yo, like they can't find anyone serious. Like, they'll talk to the guy maybe in their company that's making maybe like 90 bags or whatever, and they can't, like, they're just like a bit, it's a bit of fun, innit?
Yeah.
It's fun, innit? They'll pay for everything, they'll do all of this stuff, but you can't really get to that point with them because whatever, they just, you know what I mean? They're trying to have some fun or whatever, innit? And yeah, like, so I'm not saying there's no serious brothers out there that are making P and are single and on that and on some serious stuff. I'm not saying that, but for the most part, yeah, like, that's what happens. So I don't know. Women, you shouldn't just, ladies, you shouldn't, you know what I mean, like, class out certain sections. I mean, if a guy was making 10 bags a year, I get you. If he was making 10 bags a year and you weren't motivated, man was trying to get that young benefit, you get me? he was trying to work less than 16 hours a week so he gets the benefit. Then I feel you, innit, man. I hear you. I get it. He gets his shoes from Sports Direct. I understand you, innit? I totally wear Skechers. You get me? You wear Skechers. Somehow he's still shopping at Netto. Like, all of these things, innit? Like, with all of the things ain't adding up, I get you, but the money thing is like, it just depends, innit? Like, sometimes it really depends as well. Like, man could be proper, like, you get me? Man could be on 25k, but he enjoys his thing, like, you get me? He enjoys it, that's his vibe, innit? And that's what his job pays, but he loves it. Mm. You get me? That, and that's it. You get me? So, what can you do, innit? But I feel like it's not even really money. I feel like it's popularity that, not popularity, but
status
that girls are more attracted to. I don't feel like it's the money thing, because man could not have bare money, but he has bare status and he's still able to get certain girls and whatever. And that's just it. So, man, black. Yeah, black. What can you do? Who started this topic? Me. Fantastic. Great, man. Got my bag a little bit. I feel Birkin. Mm.
Speaking of Birkin, it's not your regular bag. No, it's not your regular bag.
It's an M&S bag.
It's a little thing.
What?
No, it's a big thing, sorry. Chanel's a little thing, according to Drake.
Whoa. Oh. Oh, yeah.
Lucky to get a night bag.
I think I'm lucky to get a night bag.
Wow. Oh, my God. Bruh.
If you man were on that, them kind of peas, would you ever buy a Birkin? Like, if you had millions?
Yeah, of course. For my wife, yeah.
I'm not saying a wife, I'm just saying.
How about four? Oh, would I just give out Birkins?
Yeah, would you give out Birkins?
Yeah.
Give out Birkins to...
Those
girls,
isn't it?
Just give out Birkins. Yeah, if I had that money, fuck it, man, for it. Just get what money you want. It's in the cupboard. It's in the cupboard, love. Free bags. It's in the cupboard, love.
Get that one there. I think that one. That one look good on you, you know?
That one look good on you.
Do you think it's strange that... I'm going to talk about Drake again. That he's purchasing different
Birkins. I heard he was purchasing Birkin bags for his future wife. For his future wife, yeah. So it's kind of different. But I hear it, like...
Motivation, man.
Yeah.
So, okay. Just had to ask that question.
Okay. It's not weird, though.
So I should purchase better night bags for my wife?
Nah, I think you can do better. You can do better than a night bag.
Yo, if, yeah...
Get a cozy.
If.
Cozy!
A cozy. A fucking cozy. That's how you know it's shit, because I called it a cozy. I gave it a nickname. No. Right, so, would you lot, like...
Stop rope shaming.
Would you, okay, you're with a girl, worldy, yeah? Worldy, proper. Girl of your dreams, yeah? Whatever that is in your head, yeah? Think about her, yeah? She's there, pow, yeah? You're with her, like, first night, whatever, you've gone out, it's a great, great night, drinks, a little bit intoxicated, you know what I mean? At good level, you're nice, you're in a good place, yeah? You go back to yours, you're chilling a little bit more, you get me, have some fruit, have some wine, you get me, two good conversation, everything's great, get me, like, giving her a young foot massage, right? And then giving her a young foot massage, all of that, you get me? Then you take it to the bedroom, whatever, taking off the clothes, whatever, naked now, about to beat. And then, like, she says to you, then she says, right, now I got to, before we do anything, and I've, you know what I mean, like, I've got a clap. Yeah?
You got what?
She's got a clap.
As in?
Chlamydia.
She's got chlamydia?
Yeah, she's got chlamydia. Now, what are you doing now? You're right, literally about to beat. You're about to beat. She's just told you this because it's like, yo, go ahead.
Are there condoms about? That's.
So you would still be.
If there's a condom, right?
Yeah, if there's condoms there, I'll obviously use a dummy.
I'll wait a week. I'm waiting the week.
I'll be shook though. Like, I'll be shook. I couldn't get in my bag. They'll fuck up my
no
whole
way,
vibe.
No way! That ruined my whole vibe. What are you talking about?
I might get head.
Even annoying. That's even, you know what I mean? What does head lead to? Do you know what I mean?
Not just head.
Like, head just is not just head.
If you bust, it is.
What she has it in her mouth?
Huh? Can you get cum in your mouth?
Yep. Yeah.
Right.
You didn't have it?
No.
Toot. Seafood everywhere, man. Clams everywhere, man.
Yeah. Wow.
It's very rare, though. It's rare. But you can get it there.
In your mouth?
You can get it in your mouth, but it's very rare that you get it there.
That's crazy.
Some real strong clown.
Yeah, man, I'd be tempted to bait the whole thing, but obviously I think I might just wait the week or something, whatever it is, because I can't, like, I think it's 2 weeks as well, but I can't, like,
well, always 2 weeks, then,
throw, throw my whole bag off, like, you know what I mean?
Nah,
I
will
throw it off. I can't even really, like, do you know what I mean? I'm scared to touch my skin.
Nah, don't,
like,
take it back now, dude.
That's a condom.
I know. I know what you said. Nah, man, I wouldn't be able to do it.
I just couldn't.
I'm scared of them things still.
Man, imagine. Oh, just imagine.
Nasty.
I drew for the Jim Jones, the Jimmy.
Did you ever watch DMX?
Yeah, and Snoop Dogg. Yeah, man. I watched it. It was good vibes.
Yeah.
Very good vibes. Like, I personally, I was looking at the song list today. Mm. I liked DMX's better when I was listening to it. When I looked through the song list, I thought Snoop should have won. So it was a weird one. But it was really good vibes, good celebrations.
When they're saying DMX won.
Oh, really?
To be honest, with these versus things, it's not really...
Win-lose thing.
Yeah, like, it's kind of like whatever the kind of individual thinks. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Now, what? Fab got washed, so...
It was a win-lose thing. Like, Fab didn't play, like, he wasn't playing his tunes. Like, if he just played his tunes, I think he thought he wanted to go toe-to-toe, like, with Jada, which was just stupid, though, because
they're saying it.
Jada's just got hard tunes, like, proper hard. So if Fab's got some hard tunes too, but if you pair it, you can't go into another man's strength and think you're going to beat them, innit? Go to your strength and deal with it that way, and then he goes to his strength, and then we'll see who weighs up better.
Yeah, the DMX Snoop, but back to this DMX Snoop thing. It was very good vibes.
Papa.
So yeah, DMX said a prayer beforehand. He looks like he's in good spirits. He's off the drugs.
Mm.
So, man, yeah, it was good vibes. They're saying they're going to bring Versus here, maybe. So,
who would you, man, like to see?
Versus here?
Yeah, if they did it here.
Wait, me and Rex did one. So, I mean, maybe... What the artists that we did, man? See, and now probably not that. Actually, none of those...
Yeah, go through the ISU, man.
Well, we can't do Kano, but someone like Kano
I saw people online, people saying Kano Chip. When I was going through comments, as top comment, it was Kano Chip. That didn't make sense to me either.
That don't make any sense to me.
But in terms...
I don't know who Chip faces, if he does, but I wouldn't support Kano. I'll put Kano and Getz.
Kano Getz would be a good match.
Mad hot. Mad hard to decide.
Hard to decide that, yeah. It basically just be like, well, yeah, I don't know how you pick.
Who beats Giggs?
Oh, you saw that as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know who beats Giggs, you know. I don't know. I don't know if anyone really can beat Giggs, really. in that field, like rap. Like, there's no one.
Really?
Nah, I don't really. Nah.
But you, I don't know if you can.
Put I think Giggs will still win.
You can't beat Giggs with
anyone. You can't put Giggs there.
He's like the ultimate guard.
No, you can't put him with anyone.
He's like the Joker. Like, you can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't put.
Yeah, listen, nothing can beat that.
No one can beat Giggs. I think there's someone that can beat Giggs.
There's no one that can beat Giggs.
Not in the UK.
Unless you put a Grime.
Skepta and Giggs.
I think Giggs will win.
No way.
Hardly.
But Skepta does rap. Skepta does Grime.
He does both, though.
Yeah, he does. I know, but like, predominantly he is Grime. Grime, yeah. Predominantly he is Grime. So you can't really pitch him against Giggs. Can't really pitch him against Giggs. That's why I lost the clash. That's why I lost the clash. He went crazy. Like,
that clash wasn't as close as you thought it was. It was a wash.
You're delusional, but
100% a wash.
So who did you have?
This guy said wash. Oh my god.
So first person
capitulated.
So capitulated. You had
J-Hus. He had. I
don't remember.
Dave. Yeah, wash.
Hus won.
You had Meek. Yeah. He had
Big Sean.
Meek won.
Impossible. I don't even know. You know what? Yeah. You know what's dumb about that? And that's just what I'm saying. It was a wash because the tunes that he was playing for me.
The Big Sean tunes are terrible that you're playing.
They were horrible. I already knew I won, but for the first time you played that machine, that Chardonnay thing. Marvin Gaye against what I played, anyway. Did what I guess played.
I think he beat you on that
song. No, he didn't, still.
But, bro.
You were drunk anyway, Luke.
Bro, we were drunk. I was not. Man said I was playing this when man was dancing. Impossible.
I was definitely not drunk.
No, not you. I'm talking about him.
Oh, okay.
I said you won that.
Before you said that. I was dancing.
Too. No, I'm talking about the whole team, fam. The Meek tunes he was playing. You even said it. You said the Meek tunes were a bit.
I could have played a bit. I come some better ones, but I weren't.
And then Manda were even saying, "Oh yeah, you could." Know what? There's tunes that he should have played. Manda even played the intro.
He didn't play intro. Yeah.
So what are we talking about? I played Marvin Gaye, Chardonnay. I played Bounce Back. I played the thing with Drake. I Feel Blessed. I played.
Let's Kill the Vibe.
That was dead. The deadest tune ever.
Absolutely, it didn't kill
dead.
The Vibe.
Bless dead, dead up, bro.
That's why you lost it. When,
listen, I got a no penis way. Right here, bro. Don't play me.
What?
Don't play me.
Anyway,
what I was saying about the
because you it's
Meek's
it's,
hard because
it's comparing the tunes. He didn't play any good Meek tunes.
No, I did.
Man played. I'm a boss.
I did.
I'm a fucking boss.
I'm a boss is a good tune.
Are you crazy? Stop it, this guy don't know music.
I'm a boss is a good tune.
That's a shit tune now.
Wait, listen.
Didn't age well.
Age well?
Of course it did. You still know the lyrics.
What does that mean?
I thought I had a lazy eye. Are you crazy? Listen, that means Ross is cold.
Man sang Ross's verse.
Yeah, and then.
But sing Meek's.
Huh?
Sing Meek's verse. La! 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 Fuck. Exactly.
I can't remember that. I got the best memory, so. You know what I mean?
All the feet that you look at. I'm joking.
I see feet.
But sorry, no. Meek hasn't got tunes for vibes, innit? Because what I was trying to do is get the vibe. You know what I'm trying to get? The vibe.
Meek has a couple of them tunes.
No, not the vibe tune, bro. Man, things are aggressive, bro.
I won the
Dreams and Nightmares, aggressive, bro. You
intro,
know what I mean?
Intro is one of the best.
I know, intro is sick. I don't play it. I don't know play it.
Let's carry on.
Anyway, go.
I won the Kanye one.
Kanye Drake. Yeah,
yes. I won that.
Yeah, because Kanye's got some tunes that you can't knock in it.
Like, nah, like I'm not gonna lie. When you were doing Drake, no justice at all. The songs that I would have played,
you ain't got no tunes for Drake, man. Oh, you ain't got no tunes.
We should
do it in reverse
and see what happens.
Huh?
We should.
We did it in reverse, and then if I still won, it would be mad.
You wouldn't win.
I would.
We'll do it in reverse. We'll do it in reverse.
What do you mean do in reverse?
So you take his artist and he takes your artist.
Yeah, you take Kanye, I take Drake.
Cool then.
Right, cool.
I will spin you. Don't play me like. I will spin you. Like, don't play me, brother.
Still. Right, next week.
Next week we will do it. Next week I have to do it.
I won that, and then yeah.
About.
I gave him the fucking Big Sean one. That is mad. He didn't play any good Meek tunes, you know. And you're saying that he won.
I didn't play any good Meek tunes. Is this guy drunk?
You didn't play. You played I'm a Boss.
Is this guy drunk?
And then you played some tune that.
And then
I remember there was one tune that came on. No one really knew it. Like, but it was playing. And
Meeting. I played Tap.
And he played Tap and he won! Oh my god!
Tap is sick.
Are you
it's
fucking...
It's not because of Meek, though. It's not because of Meek.
Of course it's because of Meek.
So tap.
That's not the lyric.
Give me
that's not the lyrics.
Tap.
Yeah, that's the chorus, bro. I'm talking about the whole fucking verse that Meek did in the beginning.
So, I played all Big Sean tunes, you know, all of them, no features, you know, and the man and you're telling me he still won? Impossible. Impossible.
But if Me's got bare features. Don't though. Let Luke you can't play me because Me's got bare features.
Because I was a bit drunk.
Me's got bare features.
I'm saying he won the meat thing though. Like honestly, we went off and unanimously everyone
unanimous.
Like, everyone's like, nah.
Because everyone thought I was Big Sean was Meek. Obviously, there was a confusion.
Oh my days!
Obviously,
reverse it, innit? We'll reverse it.
I'll talk to the man, innit?
Talk to the man. Talk to the man.
Because it's foolishness.
Unanimously, everyone walked off and said,
"I don't want to hear this word again."
Unanimously, yeah. You won the whole thing, anyway.
I know I won, but so you why know you complaining? It was a landslide. It wasn't as close because I had to play a fucking one more song at the end for no reason. That's why, innit? Yeah, foolishness, stupidness.
So, in regards to versus
UK, that's is that something you would want to see?
Yeah, man, 100%, man. Yeah. It'd be interesting to know what these versus things are like. If people are getting paid for them or whatever, man.
I think it's probably just exposure.
There's no news that happened this week, really, is there?
Not really.
Not really.
They've the only like this is again music related. They made an Afrobeats chart.
Yeah, I saw that. That's sick, you know. That's proper sick.
What do you mind think? Yeah, I was about to say.
Because that will, like, proper propel Afrobeats further.
What do you mean think about B Young's on it?
I'm not going to lie, though. Is B Young on it?
Jumanji's on it.
Whoa.
How?
I think Jumanji's on it.
But it's Afrobeats. It is an Afrobeat
sound. Yeah, but like, I feel like it's a reach kind of as well. It's
Afrobeat sounds, though.
Yeah, there was a bit of outrage. I saw on socials because B Young was on it with Jumanji.
Ring ring from the answer.
I was about to say that. It is a rhythm though.
It's a big rhythm.
It is a big rhythm still. But yeah, no, that's sick though. There's no Bashment shot. Why is there a Bashment shot? Bashment don't need it though.
Bashment is not gonna
what?
I don't think Bashment get a chart like that still.
Yeah, no, because Afrobeat is a lot more friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot more consumer friendly.
Bashment is not consumer friendly.
Not
at
all, boy.
Skin out me poom poom.
Done. Bop 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 bop. Hey, what? Are you stupid, boy? Hey, listen.
Yo, that is a no. Listen. When that comes on, it's a buzzer. It's a buzzer. It's a level.
Oh my days, boy.
That be fun.
See.
Oh shit, fuck it out, kill me. Fuck it out.
Yeah, man. Well, fuck it, man. Jesus Christ.
Cool.
That was funny, man.
I'm gonna announce you, man.
That is actually bare jokes. Oh shit. Oop, Google. Goo goo. Man, like goo goo, you know.
Is this thing on?
Is this camera on me? Yeah, man. I'm good, man, with the topic.
We good? We done?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I ain't really got much.
I got much.
There's not really much that happened this week. I was going to speak about the dig that thing, but
yeah,
I've been way easy on that, I feel like way easy on that.
Wiley's moving mad again, just to leave it there.
What did Wiley say, though?
Well, he's not moving mad, but he tweeted and said just basically... Nick Cannon wasn't wrong about what he said about Jewish people.
Oh wow. I didn't see that. He said
black people are the real Jews again. And then he started going on Jewish people. He's like, you can't cancel me. I can't be cancelled.
But you know, is at first, you know, with the Nick Cannon thing, I thought he was talking about white people, and then I didn't really like
he's talking about Israel.
Black
people being the real Israelites.
Right. And in a way, there are some similarities between black people and
the Jewish community.
Yes, there are some similarities there, 100%. But yeah, he was wrong for what he said, definitely, innit? And yeah, he definitely didn't need to get fired from
Wilder Not.
Yeah, man,
that was a bit of a reach, though.
That was wild to me, like
yeah, they need to
no
know
pun
that.
Intended, but that was mad. That was like that was a bit crazy, but he I think he's still got his like podcast in that, so he's still got that. And he apologized, all of that, and it seems like he's trying to. You get
make amends. He's still getting people from the Jewish community, innit?
Yeah, exactly.
But in regards to the UK, what I think, Wiley's saying that, he's.
Bro.
Anyway, we don't have to touch on it now.
No, we can't. Like,
I haven't got enough knowledge. All I saw him just this was today. He started saying that.
I saw a bit, but like, but he's just like. But Wiley's just being Wiley, man. I don't understand, like, why Wiley even does this. Like, sometimes you can just say stuff you don't need to. Like, I feel like, because maybe he doesn't have any Jewish friends and doesn't have any Jewish, doesn't really know any Jewish people like that, he just says that and it's just like, whatever, innit? You get me? It's what it is, innit? I can just say this and whatever. You get me? And also, no, he's right. No one's going to cancel Wiley. Next week, we'll forget he said this and then...
They can't cancel Wiley.
It's just back to normal. Who is Wiley anyway? Like, Wiley's a nobody really right now. He's not, but he is. Wiley's pretty much a nobody when you really think about it. No one really cares. Wiley's the guy on Twitter that talks nonsense. That's who he is now. He's not what we know him to be. If someone said to you, oh yeah, Wiley, then you automatically start thinking of foolishness straight away.
Yeah,
you don't think, oh, Godfather of Grime.
The good music.
Yeah, yeah. You don't think, oh yeah, he made this tune. Like, you don't ever think that. So, yeah, man.
I ain't got nothing else for you. That was it. I'm pressing the last pips of the juice.
The pips of the juice, man. There's no pips in my juice. That is nastiness. But... Well, okay, man. It was good, man. You know, we found out Rex had a foot fetish.
I don't see that.
Luke wore sketches.
Luke would, you know, wear a condom if the you know, if the world he had a STD. He would just, he would fuck through it.
STI.
Same thing.
It is everything else.
Infection, disease, there's a difference.
Rack shaves his legs. And yeah.
Well, oh, that's your legs, by the way. Don't say that now.
Oh, okay, sorry. Okay.
So you're offended about shaving your legs, but I shouldn't be offended by him putting dirt on my name and saying that I would fuck.
You told me that you look at posture before feet, which is wild to me. I don't know how would you even know?
Because you're looking at her.
How? Like, that's not a thing. Oh, she's got nice posture. Like, yeah. Not, brother, you don't do that. I know you don't.
Posture before feet is probably is better a little bit. Like, it's more normal. It's definitely more normal than
up,
feet.
You're looking up.
Yeah, because you're looking. You're not looking. You're not going all the way down to the floor.
No, who the fuck? I'm confused. What's bad posture? What's bad posture, bro? Tell me what bad posture is.
I got bad posture. I slouch.
You're sitting pretty straight to me, mate.
No, I slouch.
But you sit
on camera, straight. You'll see it's different. I slouch. I'm like this. I slouch.
Oh, yeah, like right now.
Good posture is like.
Yeah, good
like
posture.
That. Your back. Shoulders back.
I slouch, but. Shoulders. Do you know back. What I mean?
Shoulders back. Head up.
Alright, I hear you.
Cheek swing.
I said a cheek swing. My favorite, say it properly.
Started, man.
Yo.
Please end this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We're here.
Oh my god.
We're here.
Oh shit, man. Alright, well, what are you going to plan for the weekend, lads?
Gym, man, gym.
Gym?
Yeah, gym tomorrow.
Couple hours.
My Margie's birthday. Happy birthday to my mom.
Yeah, bless up. Big up.
Happy birthday, Mumsy. Love that. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, spend time with family, man.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, little sis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, big up as well. Big up.
Big up, little sis.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, man. Busy weekend coming. And yeah, man. Next week, be good as well. Yeah, man.
Arsenal.
Boy,
we'll see, man.
The Arsenal.
We'll see what happens, boy.
So that goes.
It's gonna be a bit of a madness still. Exactly, man. That's what you gotta do.
3-1.
Yeah, 3-1. We're gonna concede. 3-1.
I think it'll be way closer than that.
3-1.
I'm talking maybe 3-2 or some shit like that. Or 2-1 if anything. And I don't know what team that is either. I'm just saying scores.
Arsenal,
I don't know
win.
What scores.
We're gonna win.
Arsenal win. Yeah, 100%.
I don't know.
I think 3-1 as well. I think we'll definitely concede.
I think we'll just bang and go. Their defence is terrible.
Laka,
Aubameyang, Pepe.
Yeah.
Xhaka in midfield. Ceballos doing bare quiff turns. Spinning around the circles.
That's all.
Spinners for them.
Spinning tops. Yeah,
spinners.
Yeah, man.
Well, we'll be there, man. People.
Thank you.
For listening.
Yes.
We'll be back next week. Happy Wednesday to the peoples out there. Big up yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Back next week. Peace.
Bless. Hit the back. Ooh.